Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flank here. Police have charged a man accused of stalking former Newcastle Rugby League star Andrew Johns. It's claimed a 27-year-old was involved in several incidents late last month in Sydney before the former footballer was forced to call police. The accused is due to face court later this week. Spare a thought for our friends south of the Hunter who are still dealing with the after effects of that big wet. The SESA 300 homes in Sydney were still under evacuation warnings as of yesterday. There's been more than 200 flood rescues statewide and more than 5,000 incidents since the weather event began. Business Hunter is calling for the state government to fork out $15 million in its next budget to help Newcastle Airport lock down new routes, with the airport to match that funding. Daily flights to NZ have been floated as a potential option. Meantime, Business Hunter's CEOs weighed in on news that proposed container terminal in Newcastle's just $13 million and one regulatory hurdle away from becoming a reality. Bob Hawes says it's more positive news as the region's long-term economic future takes shape.
Yeah, we really are at the threshold of a start of a process with the power and energy industry changing and what the port itself is doing there with its energy precinct, but also what might happen with the resource industry and how that shapes up and continues to shape within the Hunter region.
And there's been a massive uptick in the number of people camping and enjoying a caravan of late. It's thought close to 20 million nights were spent across both last year, the biggest number on record for New South Wales. Lyndall Gray from the Caravan and Camping Industry Association says nearly three quarters of all overnight stays came from interstates.
We see good numbers of people coming from both Queensland and from Victoria into New South Wales because we've got such an array of locations, not only on the coast, but we've got in the mountains and, of course, we've got the outback.
The Raiders have flogged the Dolphins to wrap up round five of the NRL. The final score, 41-8. North Queensland rolled the Titans in its Queensland derby, 35-22. And the Jets men's side have beat Sydney FC 3-1 in overnight A-League action.